We are live on a lovely little Friday in New York City. Welcome to Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya, globally connecting thought leaders in an educational and fun way. And you're probably all wondering, why the heck am I saying the whole thing by myself? And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you see that Priya is not yet sitting next to me. Apparently in New York City, there's a lot of trouble going on the trains, on the subways. It's unfortunate. Actually, I believe someone passed away, died on the subway, right on the tracks. So right now we pulled in our intern, Kelly Kenlon. Say hi.
Hey guys, what's up?
She's like, oh my God, I look so pale on Facebook Live.
I do.
And look at me. Do I not look pale too? I mean, it's the lighting in here. We need new lighting.
Yeah, it's the lights. And also I'm just pale in general.
So. And then here's Michaela. Come and say hi, Michaela. We're throwing our interns in while Priya is probably running from the subway on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, but it doesn't really matter because we've got amazing women to throw in her place right now. And as soon as she gets here, we'll catch her up with everything that's going on. So we come to you every week live from talkradio.nyc, Talking Alternative Broadcasting. And today on our deck is Corinne. She is our producer of the day. Maybe we'll turn the tables on her later. We've got a lot of smiley faces. A lot of people are watching us right now on Facebook. And I'm really excited because we're continuing, as you know, because you guys have done some work this week on this show. We're continuing Disruptors Month. And today, specifically, it's about the pet industry. Today, we're speaking to Lauren Collier, who has a brand new show. It's a TV show that starts on July 1st on WRNN Network called Lauren's Crazy Pet Talk. So I'm very excited. Pet show, not talk, because her old show was called Pet Talk, and it was up in Connecticut. So this is Lauren's Crazy Pet Show, and I'm so excited because she'll be calling in at about quarter after, and we have a few other surprise people calling in today. So I'm very excited. So how does it feel to be thrown in, Kelly?
It feels pretty cool. usually I sit right over there. I guess you can't see it in the Facebook Live.
We can show them the blank seat in the back. Ready? I'm going to turn. There you go.
Yep. Right over there. That's
blank seat
me.
In the back where she usually sits.
Or the couch.
Yeah.
So I guess it's pretty crazy.
So it's fun we threw you in today. You want to get into audio video production. You might as well get thrown
in,
right?
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
So tell us a little about you.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You're doing this right now.
I'm totally throwing you in.
You're making the elevator pitch right now.
She just graduated from college last year.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I'll walk you through it. So you graduated from college.
Yeah, tell me what I did.
Exactly. There you go.
I graduated 2018. But I was young for my year, so I still feel like a youngin' just in the real world now. And I used to work in marketing. I actually used to work at my campus radio station.
There
I don't know
go.
If I told you that. But
no, you did not.
Yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, I would host and I would play music.
I love it. And there's Priya coming right in the door with her, the Future is Female shirt. No, stay
God.
A second. Stay a second. She'll jump right in. So you worked at your campus radio station.
I did.
And what'd you do?
I was a DJ.
She was a DJ. Yes, gotta love that.
I had a show called Peanut Butter Kelly Time.
I love it.
And then I had another show called Second Dinner. And yeah, we would just play music and talk about it and pretend we were Z100 and yeah.
not PLJ because they were off the air, right?
No, I love all New York radio stations, but yeah, I would just pretend like I was Elvis Duran and say, oh, and that was blah, 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 blah.
I love it. Well, you know, let's make a shout out actually to WPLJ radio. Actually, it's a fitting time. It's been around my entire life and it's gone.
Wait, is it actually off the air?
It's actually going off the air, yeah.
95.5
WPLJ. It's not going off the air as a station. It's going off the air as what it was, which is a rock station. And now it's going to be Christian broadcasting.
Oh, okay. That's not... I didn't know that.
All right, so... Please. Thank you, Kelly. You are going to continue to come on and say hello in the future weeks. Now that we know she had a radio station show at college, gotta love that. Michaela, did you have a radio show?
No.
All right, well, maybe you will.
Yeah, I will.
You never know. You never know. So welcome, Priya.
Hi, people.
Should we start over? You ready? Welcome to Follow Me Friday with...
Joan.
And Priya.
Globally connecting thought leaders in a fun and educational way. I am like sweating.
Poor Priya.
Thank God I wore my deodorant
we
today.
We told the entire world that you got stuck, and everyone got stuck. Kelly got stuck. Bree, did you get stuck too?
Well, I live right on the street.
There you go. Look at you. We all need to move down the street. Yeah. Michaela got stuck. Corinne got
stuck. Maharen's still stuck.
Maharen is still stuck. So all of the people that are working on our show today are stuck in the subway. And that's pretty scary when you're stuck and you actually don't know why.
Well, they announced it right away. They're like, somebody got hit by a train and somebody got killed. So, and then everybody was sitting there until they said, shut down indefinitely, I guess for the day or whatever. I don't know.
And listen, this is life. This is life in a big city. This is life in general. You just have to adjust. It's like a GPS recalculating.
You can't blame the MTA for that because it was either somebody fell or somebody got pushed.
Wow.
I don't know.
Scary, but, huh? Scary. Well, I got you your iced coffee.
Oh, I love you,
and
Joan,
did you
thank
know
you.
It was National Donut Day?
What?
It's National Donut Day, and I did not go get you a donut.
But we did kind of notes last year.
I know,
with
it was
the
National Donut Day. It was the same exact day.
And I brought donuts to everybody. I am so sorry, guys.
So next time we'll bring donuts next week instead. So I think we have a surprise caller on the line.
Ooh.
So we're going to bring him right on so that you can take a break and you can have your coffee. So welcome to the show, Andre Ashimbeau. How are you, sweetheart?
Whoa.
Did I say that right?
You nailed it even.
I know.
I'm impressed.
With a fancy pronunciation.
So many people say my name. I mean, we've known each other a good 6 or 7 years.
No, more than that, I think. Yeah.
I'm so used to my name getting butchered.
Never with me.
You know what? I thought I heard an accent a second ago, but then it turned into New York accent.
See? With me or with him?
With him.
His affected accent.
Oh, no. I mean... I can do an accent if we need to. But,
okay.
Okay.
So I am so honored that Andre called today because Andre is a voice of podcasting and radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
He also has his own show and he talks about music.
Oh.
He's a big, big music fan, huge music fan. He works with a band. He does an awful lot. He's in a marketing group with me. Andre, I want to hear about your newest venture, which I'm really excited about, which I am actually pitching us to be on as guests.
Isn't he,
tell us about it.
Isn't he your friend?
He is my friend.
So you need to just hook us up, Andre.
But I did listen to some of it, not all of the episodes, but you've had a few out already. And tell us what you're doing with it. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, thanks so much for having me on,
of course.
And Priya. Really, really long story short, I've been with a company called Reach Local for 9.5 years. Started in January 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And a digital ad agency, most known for search engine marketing, but we're really a full-service digital agency. And about 3 years ago, the folks who own USA Today,
mm-hmm.
And about 100, a little over 100, like 110 other local media properties, I got my hand slapped by some of our senior leadership for calling them newspapers. But we own 109 local media properties around the country. And we're in the process of rebranding the digital sales efforts of those 109 properties around the country.
Mm.
For those in the local area, they might know the Bergen Record. They might know the Asbury Park Press. They
Absolutely.
Might know the Westchester Journal News.
Yeah.
Those are all papers, quote unquote papers, that are owned by Gannett and the USA Today Network.
Mm.
And so we're rebranding all of those under a new brand name called Local IQ, merging the Reach Local name with a company that we bought called Sweet IQ under one umbrella. And my colleague and co-host of the Growth Lab show, Tracy Oswald, invented a thing called the Growth Lab as a completely in service of skein of content. We do local events. She does local events all over the country in markets that we have a presence, like we just did 2 events in Westchester and in Bergen County recently. The inaugural event was in Asbury Park, but she's been in Naples, Florida. She's been in Indianapolis. Detroit, I think, is on Boulder, Colorado. Fort Collins, Colorado. Tracy was in Boulder for vacation recently. I'm stalking her, I swear.
Yeah.
I'm not, I swear. about 9 months ago, the opportunity arose for me to join forces with Tracy. I spent the first 10 years of my career in network news and sort of volunteered to help Tracy, you know, create some of this content. She mentioned to me that there was a podcast involved, and that got me excited. And
of course,
and it couldn't the it voice couldn't of have radio. Been more perfectly timed in my personal life. And so we for the last 9 months we've been working on this. We didn't launch the show until early February. We've got about 22 episodes. We've recorded 30 some episodes. But I literally just edited the episode that's going to go live on Tuesday, with my friend and chief marketing officer of Roomy VR, Amber Osborne. Amber is a rock star CMO, but also she is an expert in the virtual reality space, and someone like her, who's a thought leader in such a broad category, what we try to do is try to have, we try to distill down sort of best practices, mm-hmm. Tips and tricks for local business owners around
Fantastic.
The country
mm-hmm.
so that they can glean intelligence from what our guests have to say. In some cases, we have talked to actual local business owners around the country and yeah. had them on the show. But early going, we've had a lot of thought leaders on.
Cool. Andre, let me interrupt
anyway,
you a second.
In a nutshell, that's sort of what we're up to.
Yeah, I love it. I love the concept. And Priya and I were talking about it recently because it's so fitting for what this radio station that we're involved in does. It's all about promoting. It's national, global, but it's all about also helping promote local and getting thought leaders in to the station to kind of have their own show. And it would be such a perfect complement with then doing some advertising through Reach, well, what's now Local IQ. So it'll be kind of cool to continue this conversation with you.
Yeah, of course. Would love to.
Yeah.
Would love to explore ways to work together.
And doesn't he sound great on radio?
Sure.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, and in fairness, I just from a personal perspective, I just came back from my 25th college reunion.
Wow.
I was in Boston last weekend, and I went to Emerson College, and we turn out a lot of media professionals across an array mm-hmm. of media, whether it's TV, radio, film.
Cool.
One of my best friends is the...
none of our interns currently are from...
I don't know if actually still going, but he, for the last, I think, 3 or 4 seasons, was the director of photography for House
cool.
of Cards.
Fab.
The folks who basically launched MTV back in the early 80s are all
cool.
friends and fellow alums. They're,
well, gotta
they're
love that.
A little older than
all right,
me.
Andre, I got to interrupt you a second. We're going to go to break. We have to go to
please.
Break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 12:14 right now. So
thank
we're
you for
go
calling
to break.
In.
We are so excited that you called in, and maybe you can call again next week and you can tell us a little bit more about the progress of the show. I'm so excited for you. Can't wait
would
to have our
it.
Audience be able to listen to what you're talking about as well. So we will go to the break right now, and we'll post some information about Andre and Local IQ, and it's called Growth Lab, correct?
Yes, the Growth Lab Show.
The Growth Lab Show. Awesome.
All right. Have
and
a good
it's
one,
on
Andre.
Our Facebook Live page,
guys,
so we'll post
Friday.
It.
Happy weekend.
Happy
Thank
Friday.
You so much, Andre. We'll be right back after this break.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo! love that.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're live again, and poor Priya, she had to rush in at the last minute. It stinks when you have to rush in at the last minute. That's happened to me a number of
times. I'm just irritated right now.
Of course you're irritated, because you had to change trains.
Yeah, I just spent an hour and 45 minutes traveling here.
Change trains, yeah. The poor person that
Maharin just came from Staten Island.
I know, kind of crazy. Everybody just got messed up from these trains. Yeah. You just never know with New York City what could possibly happen. It's like one day could be great and easy. The other day could be, uh-oh. So we just spoke to a friend, Andre Archambault. I had to say that with a little funky accent. Uh-huh. The Growth Lab. He has a podcast talking about local businesses and how they can grow and using local media, which is exactly what we're doing being on the radio station. So that's kind of cool for us. So awesome. So now we have our fun guest who is really fun.
Is Lauren.
And I'm going to show you all, if you're looking at home, I'm going to make sure you see her fun.
Oh my God, that cartoon is so funny.
Little postcard, which is so cute. And that's her in the middle. So welcome to the show, Lauren Collier.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, ladies.
How you doing?
Are you today?
Happy Friday.
Well, I'm so sorry for Priya.
I know.
Okay, no pity parties for me, people.
No pity party, though. Right? So let's tell a little bit about Lauren's background. So I'm just going to read this because you can't not read this. So Lauren is basically a disruptor in the pet world. She is going to talk about pets and everything amazing and wonderful with animals and how they enrich our lives. You all know I have Hubble, the Chihuahua, who enriches my life every single day. And you have your cat. What's your cat's name?
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Like Ozzy Osbourne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we've
cool.
had discussions several times. You don't listen to me when I talk to you.
No, I forget. I'm getting a little older.
You're like a dude. Like,
and
what's
I
up?
Forget.
You're supposed to be the female in the relationship.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to not listen
to you. Yeah. And Lauren, so I know Lauren for many years when she was on a show up in Connecticut called Pet Talk. Mm-hmm. She's been doing this for over 20 years, and now she has a brand new show, and I'm very excited. And she's also an actor and a producer. So welcome, Lauren, and let's hear about this show.
Well, thank you.
I'm so excited.
I was afraid. I was afraid for a second you'd give away my age, but thankfully you did not.
Oh, age is just a number, Lauren.
You come on to our Pet Talk show. That was up in Connecticut for many years, and now I'm out on my own. I have a wonderful new show called Lauren's Crazy Pet Show.
Yay.
Where we go around. We go actually to places. We're not in the studio. And we celebrate pets and animals and the humans who love them.
Cool.
Nice.
Very, very cool. Nice. We love it.
And what makes your show crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
What's
crazy
about it?
Well, you know, we try to think outside of the box. We try to do different kinds of stories, and we try to meet different types of people. And when we go to locations, it's so much more fun because we get to show you where we are and what we're doing. And you know what I love about it most? It's the fact that people love their pets as much as I do.
Yes.
Mm. And it's growing and growing and growing.
I do.
I mean, it's amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. Having such fun.
Well, it's the biggest industry in the United States.
It's ginormous. It's like something like $86 billion industry.
Oh, my God.
It's ginormous.
These crazy pet parents.
I know Dana Humphrey just hosted a retails and sales, Dana and Nancy, a retails and sales expo that really focused on the pet industry and CBD in the pet industry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's amazing how these things have changed and how it's growing and how much people are taking their pets. I mean, I remember when all my dogs would have was a little ball and a bandana. Now it's like they have dresses.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Parties.
And everything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parties.
So what made you, why did you start in the pet? Like what literally made you start doing a pet show as opposed to something else? I know you love your pet, but what was it about that made you want to actually do pet shows?
Well, what's really funny is I was working at News Channel 12 in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and I am a meteorologist as well, so I was the weekend meteorologist, and they decided to do a pet show,
mm-hmm.
and the gal that was going to do it could not do it because she worked early mornings, and my boss, thank you, David Furman, said to me, Lauren, would you be interested in doing this? And I'm like, yeah. And so I just think it was fate. And from there, you know, we had a wonderful run on News 12. But now it's my own show, and I'm out and about rather than being in the studio, but mm-hmm. still having fun and trying it to be crazy. I mean, the other day we were invited by the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo to sit in with, of all things, okay, are you ready, girls? Leopard cubs.
Ooh.
Incredibly rare
that's
leopard
fun.
Cubs.
That's really cool.
At the zoo.
Yeah, that's like a big cat.
Because the leopard mom was a little bit rough, and they were sitting there on my lap. I mean, what could be better than that?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Well, what?
Absolutely.
What?
Now they're a little older, so they'll be out and about at the zoo. But
I love it.
At the time when I was in with them, they were just like two little kitties.
Aww.
Unbelievable.
So
unbelievable.
Would you consider that your most interesting episode, or would you have a favorite?
Well, you know what? They're all my favorite. It's just a thrill of a lifetime. We also were able to sit in about a year ago before with the baby tigers at the Beardsley mm-hmm. Zoo. And again, the situation was the mother was a little rough, so they had to raise them because they don't want to have to hand feed them.
Yeah.
But if that happens, they do. And I had a baby tiger on my lap.
Aww.
I mean, so those things are going to be featured in the show, but we have so many wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And I love to hear from people, and I love to hear their stories. I know Joni with her Hubble for how many years, right, Joni?
So my dog is going to be 14 in September. 14
oh, wow.
years old, and I didn't rescue him. I adopted him from a girl named Nicole.
Right.
He was 4 months old, and I went and met him in Gramercy Park. I sat down on the floor. He came running at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, this chihuahua's going to bite me. And he didn't. He jumped in my arms and started licking my face and kissing me, and she looked at me, and she said, he hasn't done this with anyone else that's come here. You have to.
He was waiting for you.
This is your dog.
He was waiting for you.
How did you get your cat?
He was from Hurricane Wilma in Miami.
Ozzy.
Yeah. He was a litter found.
Fabulous.
His litter was found after Hurricane Wilma, and I adopted him through the university I was working at the time, Barry University in Miami. And he's also going to be 15 in October. No, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Our cat. And what do you know the date?
I know he was born in October.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's when the hurricane was, and he was like a baby. Yeah. But I didn't get him until January after the hurricane.
So that's really funny because Hubble was born September 2nd. I have his papers because the girl bought him from a breeder.
Uh-huh.
I got him January 2.
Really?
I went and met him on New Year's Eve morning.
Oh, my
December
God.
December 31st.
And you know what's funny is that both are, you haven't met Ozzy, but
no.
Ozzy's he's very much alive and kicking, and nothing's going to, this cat can live till he's an old man.
Oh, my God, Lauren, wait till you meet, Lauren's going to meet, maybe
and
we could
so
bring
is
him.
Hubble. Hubble's alive and kicking like nothing.
Hubble's like a
down.
Puppy. My dog
yeah.
is like a puppy.
So
still.
our pets probably came into this world together, and they're going to probably go out together.
And Hubble's not allowed to die till he's 30. I want a chihuahua that lasts forever. Like, I don't ever want him to die.
Oh, my God.
He is the best.
My Anoki is going to be 12, so maybe we could have, like, a little party with
the
three of them together. Aww.
And, Lauren, how many pets have you had?
Oh, so many.
Many, yeah?
So many. All kinds and so many.
Aww.
Love animals. And, well, and you girls, too, right?
Yes. So I do have a question for you. So, because you're so entrenched in the pet industry, are you an advocate for pets? Like, are there any serious topics that you're really passionate about that you're always vocal about on your show?
You know, there's many that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we're vocal, but really since the show is more sort of, you know, upbeat and uplifting, we try mm-hmm. to stay away from some of it. But one of the big things that we talked about, excuse me, a lot, are puppy mills and the issue with puppy mills.
So bad.
And the fact that, you know, I think people don't really realize, you know, like what is going on. And there are some you know, you have these places where they just continuously breed these dogs just like they're garbage. And it's just really sad. But you do have some wonderful people out there that are protesting and trying to shut them down. And it's an ongoing thing. And there are a couple of really wonderful documentaries that have been produced talking about the issue. I think what happens is sometimes it's very difficult to watch.
Yeah.
As a pet lover. But you, you should educate yourself and
I agree.
You know, think about some of these things before maybe you buy at a place that might be supplied by the puppy mills and things like that are really, you know. And what is also a big thing of mine is what's happening to our animals, our wild animals and endangered animals.
Yes.
I mean, often people say to me, well, why are you doing a story at the zoo? Like the animals are, you know, in enclosures. And my answer is, yeah, I would love them to be free, but where are they going to go?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're being poached. Their land is being taken. And if you look at some of the numbers, like the tigers, they're down to, you know, maybe 100 in the wild. So, you know, those things I'm very passionate about. But I try to see both sides. But
well, with the,
sometimes
with,
it's hard.
With the eight, there's currently eight. So I, like, I'm passionate about this stuff, too, about the wild animals. So I know for sure it's under 2,500 of the eight subspecies of tigers. So there's two that were completely wiped out, and we're close to losing more. And then, you know, lately, have you... Okay, so, you know, I'm going to get really crazy here. So, so there's
it's Lauren's crazy pet show. Of course you're going to get crazy.
So what's really pissing me off right now... So two big things have recently happened. Giraffes made it onto the endangered species list, and nobody, you know... winked at it. And then in Botswana, so Botswana in Africa is like a haven for elephants. So elephants have learned over the years which countries they're being killed at. They're very smart. So they come to Botswana. They've heard it, they've migrated to Botswana on most of these herds because they know it's a safe space. And it was most of the country is national what do you call it, Lauren, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like it's preserve.
Refuge preserve.
Yeah, preserve.
Oh,
yeah, and they just lifted the preserve thing. So now people can go out and hunt the elephants.
Oh, geez.
So you're talking about... so
no,
I'm a little crazy about it.
I understand what you're saying, Priya, because I don't understand why someone would want a trophy of a wild animal. I'm sorry, just
I don't
get it.
I don't get it either.
I hear what you're saying. It's very... very sad.
It's very
and it's
disturbing.
Critical situation.
Yeah.
People need to get involved in these kinds of things and really listen to what's going on, and they will be shocked.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny that zoos and aquariums are kind of seen as places that hurt animals or have in the past, but they might be our last our last hope for these endangered species.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres just built a facility. She just built a facility for gorillas. It was part of her 60th birthday present from her wife, Portia. And there's an organization called Animal Avengers that Shannon Elizabeth runs. She was rescuing animals in California, and this is for rhinoceros in, I believe it's South Africa. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
And the black
crazy.
Rhino.
Well, listen, Lauren, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We want to ask you some more questions when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Lauren Collier and Lauren's Crazy Pet Show.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back. And we don't have three for three with Katie.
I know.
This week.
What happened to Katie?
Because our dear Katie is actually attending a funeral today.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
So she couldn't record either.
So she couldn't record either. She's traveling for a funeral.
Love you, Katie. Claire.
Unfortunately. So we're going to shout out to Katie and Patrick. Actually, Patrick's aunt passed away, Margie passed away. So shout out, condolences to,
Patrick.
To Priya, to Katie and Patrick. I was about to say Patrick, and I'm like, so condolences to them. But we're going to continue. And we're, of course, talking about things that are not, it's not always uplifting to talk about animals being endangered, puppy mills.
And talk about
but rescue is very important. I know I do a lot.
The warm and fuzzy stuff is easy.
Exactly.
The difficult topics are the ones we should be talking
about. Exactly. And there's so many people really trying to do some good in the world. So welcome back, Lauren Collier. We're so excited to talk with you. And I've known Lauren for a bunch of years now. So she's not just a producer for animal shows, but she does a lot of other things. She's done some medical shows. She's also an actress. So, Lauren, tell us what's on your docket in general. What else, other than Lauren's Crazy Pet Show, what else do you have coming up?
Hopefully a lot of auditions.
Awesome.
I've been doing a couple of things coming up, actually. Next year, you can watch me next year. I'm going to be in The Undoing. I got a little part in that.
Oh.
And sometimes the other day, somebody turned on the TV and said, oh, I saw you there at the doctor's office. I did something commercial with a doctor up in Connecticut. So you see me here and there.
I'm hoping
to have a nice balance between the acting and the animals. And I hope everybody will tune in and watch the new show.
Gosh,
absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us when it starts. I know a little bit of the background because I'm doing some work with Lauren on this. So let us know when it starts.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you, Jimmy.
I'm so excited.
So fabulous. As I know,
so
Priya,
excited.
You know that too.
And so is Priya. We're going to bring Priya on board to do some work too.
That would be fantastic. We're just fun. I just want to emphasize, we look for fun and positive things. Mm-hmm. Everybody can watch us on the RNN Network. We're going to be on every Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. I hope everybody gets up early. And you have to check with your local cable carrier where it is on the dial. But we're going to put up a map so everybody can see that. And then we just got another exciting announcement. We're going to be shown starting in September at one of our favorite stations. Mm-hmm. It's Channel 8 sister station in Connecticut, My Nine.
Yeah,
and that's a big thing because, you know, when I did Pet Talk, I was in Connecticut. So I'm really excited about that. I have a lot of contacts and a lot of fun up there. So we'll be all across the tri-state area, girl.
And you can probably hear it in her voice. But the beautiful thing about Lauren is her demeanor and who she is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
What you're hearing right now on the air, that's authentically who she is. So doing this pet show, she is, it's really, I think personally, I think it's going to help the pet industry in general, especially when it comes to what we've been talking about, the rescue and the endangered, because you really do care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people can say they care and a lot of people do care, but there's not a lot of people that care that actually put their money where their mouth is and do the work. And you really do do the work.
Usually it's just a bumper
you and Priya
sticker,
have
like
a lot in common like that. You do the work. As
I
you can see, Priya
her.
Gets really like, arr! She does that. She does this with her mouth. She goes, arr! And she gets
like,
really frustrated.
I want to be, whatever. I was going to go talk about a cartoon. But
talk about a cartoon. She wants to be a cartoon.
No. There's a,
cartoon
called
Priya.
Regular Show, and our interns might know this cartoon. And they always pull out a bazooka whenever. It's like 80s reference anyway, whatever.
That was like a Roadrunner did that or something.
No, they pull out a bazooka just to like, you know, just to smash
it.
They don't like. That's what I'm
saying. Well,
anyway,
no, it's good.
I digress.
So how can we help you promote? Because that's part of what we do here at Talk Radio NYC and at Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya. What can we do to help you, Lauren?
Well, I just hope that you'll spread the word so everybody can watch and have fun. And I like it if people get involved. I love to see photos of people's pets. When I did weather on News 12, I used to have a mutterologist and a catarologist, which is really fun.
I love it.
And so I love it if people get involved. And you know what? You know what it's all about, Joni and Priya? When I did Pet Talk, it was the same thing. We had so many adoptions through the years.
Very
and, you know,
important.
To this day, I have people coming up to me and saying, do you remember me, Lauren? I was on your show. I adopted a dog. And I'm like, or a cat.
Aww.
That is the best feeling of anything or how it touched somebody's life. I don't know if we have a minute, but I can tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
I don't know if my time is going.
No, tell us.
But a really funny story. I went to a gym locally where I was, where I am in Westchester, and I was thinking about joining, and I was waiting to see the manager. And when I saw the manager, he said, "Oh, Lauren, hi, Lauren Collier, how are you doing?" So I figured, okay, he's like wanting to get my business or whatever. And we went in, and he said, "Lauren, do you remember me?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, I don't. I'm sorry." He said, "Your daughter, my daughter and son were on Pep Talk on one of your specials.
Aww.
And you just made their, like, year." It was some kind of Easter crazy special we did. And when he said that, I was just, it was like the best thing ever. He's
Aww.
Like, they still remember to this day. And they're like teenagers.
Aww. You know, so isn't that so? Wait a minute. Well, I think I may have been on that segment
that
with
was
you.
Such a good feeling.
I came
so
up.
So I just hope people will get involved and tune in and be part of the
That's
show.
That's so weird. Lauren, I was on your show with Hubble, and my friend That's Christine okay. Zarb was on with her dog Gracie a lot of years ago up in Connecticut. We went up with Dana, and we were
right.
on your show. I have a feeling it was an Easter show. I could have been on with that couple with the kids.
Hashtag Joniverse.
I'm going to go find my photos.
That's so funny. I know, but you know what? They didn't give me a deal, so I never joined the gym. But he said he could have.
That's
funny.
But
I can't, but it was just, yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Maybe you were on that show. That's so funny.
It's so funny because I belong to a gym, but mostly what I've been doing for the whole 14 years.
You never say anything
I know,
about
I never,
to a gym.
I never go anymore.
So you're wasting money.
Right.
I'm wasting money on my gym right now. No, but what I have done, and my vet said this, complimented me and my dog. I've been running with my dog since
Aww.
I got him.
That's great.
So he's like one of the strongest chihuahuas you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he has very muscular.
Got
though,
good hips.
They just did a study that said that people who have dogs, because you walk a dog, so it's nothing against a cat, are healthier.
Yeah.
Because it forces you to get out there and
walk.
You know, take your dog for a
totally.
Walk.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally does. And
right.
socialize. I mean, I have friends in my building, best friends in my building because of my dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like.
Absolutely. I went to an event where there was a gal who was suffering from depression and very unhappy. And do you know, she adopted a dog from a group in New York.
Yep.
And her life, I mean, you know, she was getting help. She needed help.
Yep.
But when she adopted the dog, her life completely changed.
Totally.
Because it
totally.
Forced her. She said to me, Lauren, it forced me to go out.
Absolutely.
Even though I didn't want to. And
Every
her life
day.
Completely changed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you know what? Not only dogs, but for cats.
I have absolutely.
When Wade and I first moved in together years and years ago in Jersey, our first apartment, we were fighting because we never lived together before. And we were literally on the streets, like we were going to split up at some point. And then all of a sudden, one of my friends was like, hey, she was working in a vet office. They found a cat. Her name was Forrest, mm-hmm. and she had feline leukemia. And they're like, Aww. She only has like 4 months to live. Do you want to take her in?
Aww.
And we took her in, and then our relationship was fine.
And
Forrest lived for over
true.
A year, by the way. She was just amazing. But she kept us together, and she lived for a long time,
See?
And she was happy, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, it does. It
Absolutely.
Changes everything. Let me tell you, Hubble's a certified
Absolutely.
Therapy dog, and when I'm feeling down, mm-hmm. all I mm-hmm. literally have to do is go over to him, and it's like he knows.
They're intuitive.
They're
mm-hmm.
so intuitive. Mm-hmm. He like hits
oh,
me
yeah.
with his little paw. This morning, I'll have to post a picture. This morning, I'm going away for the weekend. I'm going to Oswego because it's the 30-year anniversary was in December of Flight 103 that crashed over Lockerbie, Scotland.
Yeah.
And I lost some friends on that. And we're celebrating their life up at school. So I'm going this weekend with my friend Jeanette. Shout out to her. But Hubble, I took out my suitcase. And Hubble went and sat in the corner where his bag used to be on the suitcase. The bag's now on the floor. He won't get out of the bag. He thinks he's going with me. Yeah, it's sad. The poor little thing is like sitting in the corner. He's staying with Natalie, but he thinks he's going with us. So, all right, Lauren, I am so excited that you called us in. Will you call again?
Yes, I sure will.
So we'll do something again.
Ladies. I hope to see you very soon.
And we'll promote
and
the show
all month.
We're going to promote the show all month.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, too. And write me. I'd love to hear from
so
you.
So how do awesome. People get in touch with you?
She just said Instagram.
No,
Facebook.
Do it again, because I was talking. I was talking. What's
I'll
the website?
I give my personal phone number for single guys, okay?
Oh, snap.
Just kidding. Thank you, ladies. I love you. By the way,
thank you for calling in.
Lauren Collier, Lauren's really Crazy Pet Show. All right. Awesome, Lauren. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
isn't she fun?
Yeah, we both said aw at the same time.
And you have like forest earrings on today.
Yes, I was feeling very like, I want to be in the trees sometime.
You want to be in the trees?
So I wanted to point this out. The shirt I'm wearing.
I have that shirt.
Is female. I got this at the Women for One retreat in Seattle that I was filming. So shout out to Kelly McNellis.
Well, and you know, worlds collide because ironically, I'm looking on LinkedIn last night and I see that Genevieve Pitoro, who runs Pajama Program in New York, actually is going to be featured on Women for One.
Oh.
And I said, how do they know each other? Small world.
Well, it's
so
a huge network.
I started like tagging all these different people and I'm like, do you know that you know that you know that you know each other? And it was hilarious.
Well, you know everybody.
And they all started writing back. And I actually am having lunch. I was supposed to have lunch 2 weeks ago and we had to cancel with one of the heads of the board, Rushi. Her name is Rushi. So, yeah.
Is that Wade on the line? Is that Wade? Wade didn't call in yet?
Wade didn't call in yet. And he didn't make us food. Like, what's going on today?
Well, we had a lot of things going on, so he couldn't cook. But he has some great tips he wanted to share.
Okay, so.
So, Wade, call.
Let's go back to segment one when we normally ask each other.
Yes, okay.
What happened with you this week? What was going on with you this week, Priya? So, you said.
What did I say?
That you had a lot going on. Yes. What was going on?
So we did.
What was going on?
Okay, we had a lot of things happening. First of all, we kicked off our meetings with our interns this week. Our fabulous new interns.
And I threw them on the air this morning. We'll bring the last one in. Come here, Maharans. Come say hi. And Brittany, come. Come say hi.
We have
the last two we'll throw on. And then I want to hear. So these two ladies who you see behind us are Maharan and Brittany.
Say a quick hello.
And we threw the other two on in the beginning.
I also want to point out it's Pride Month. So yes. Happy Pride Month
happy
to
Pride
our buddies.
Happy Pride Month to everybody.
And to my daughter. I love you, Ava Bava. We're still trying to figure out what events to go to this month.
Yeah.
There's a big youth bash happening at the end of the month. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Are your friends going?
Yeah.
I'm more excited about
this. Well, here's a proposition because on Monday I found out that a representative, I'm not sure if it's going to be the governor, but a representative of the governor's office is going to be in front of Stonewall at 12:15 on Monday.
On this Monday.
This Monday. So a friend of mine who told us who helps run the Persian parade, Betty Amamian, was telling me about this. So very exciting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do want to add to talking about Stonewall.
Yeah.
Because, you know, do you know Todrick Hall?
No. Should I?
He's a singer. He's on Broadway. He did Kinky Boots.
Oh, yes.
He was on Project,
Project
Runway with, or RuPaul's show. What's the name of RuPaul's show?
Drag Race.
Drag Race. He was on there. Oh my God. He's so freaking amazing. So I'm currently obsessed with his music videos.
Okay.
He just came out with this record.
Okay, wait. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to go to break and you're going to talk about all of this.
Corinne's like, what?
I know. It's like, boom.
Shutting me up.
You have to come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And we have
So technically, I cut off you early.
You just want me to shut up.
Corinne, our producer,
usually
is like,
talks a lot.
Wait, you cut her off too early. I'm trying to make it so that we space it and so that we don't cut you off. So yes. I said, well, before you tell the rest of the story, let's go to break and then bring everybody back. So finish your story. And your story was just that you like the person.
Yes. I'm just fanning over Taj Rahal. I've been watching his videos and I'm loving them right now.
What do you love about it?
They're fun. And he's just like fabulous. He's just fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here talking about the fact that it's Pride Month.
Yeah. So there's also another guy. Yeah. So he's on Queer Eye.
For the straight guy.
For the straight guy. And he has long hair. What's his name? Jonathan Benham. I love him. I watch him. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about joy and just like feeling our joy. Every time I see him, I feel joy. Like I follow him on Instagram.
Move
I look
forward.
At this.
You're like way back, way away from me. I feel like I'm talking behind you.
Can't even hear me now. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Can you hear me
so
now?
So his name's Jonathan, and he's so fun. He has a big ass mustache, long, beautiful hair, and he's just like dancing half naked on his face.
I love it.
But I love how much joy he exudes.
Okay. So is Wade on the line too? Okay, so really quick, we're going to bring Wade on because he didn't cook for us today.
Chef Wadeini.
I was going to give him a new hashtag, what Wade made, but he didn't make anything.
He cooked for me last night.
So give us a quick tip, Wade. What is your tip of the week because you didn't cook for us?
Oh, wow. You guys sound really angry today about that.
I think Joan's more angry.
No, she's mad because of the Subway. I'm mad because of the food.
Well, you know what they say, you know, a hungry man is an angry man or woman or whoever you want to put in there. Hungry
I thought
coyote.
He was going to make me a donut or something because it's National Donut Day.
He doesn't make donuts.
Time to make
donuts.
All right,
so what's your tip, babe?
Well, today my tip, believe it or not, is on something really dry, but it's not a dry topic. It's about breadcrumbs. Yeah, breadcrumbs. Everybody buys breadcrumbs. What's so interesting about breadcrumbs is I can tell you how to make it from scratch.
Cool.
Stop wasting your money. Well, here's like a little hack. You know, it's not like end of your bread that everybody hates, the beginning part, the end part, or your old hamburger buns or whatever you have laying around. They're just getting dry and you don't want them anymore. Well, just let them dry out, completely get air crunchy, all right? Take a little zester, a nice lemon zester or a grater or whatever you want to use, and you just take that bread and you zest it and you grate it against your grater, and you have instant fresh breadcrumbs. But if you want to spruce it up a little bit, make it like Italian breadcrumbs, add a little bit of oregano, add some parsley flakes, add some basil flakes, and adding a little bit of salt, and boom, you have the best breadcrumbs you don't have to pay money for. Yep.
Yeah. And we always have bread that we... I just threw away 2 ends of bread.
All the stale bread. Yeah. And you know you could turn the stale bread into like, you know, French toast or something like that. Make something fun with that.
Yeah,
you
love that.
Throw it
That's
out.
A great food hack.
Unless it's molding, of course.
Thank you so much for that awesome food hack. Are you going to cook next week?
Of course.
Are you cooking next week?
I'm cooking next week, ladies. I'm cooking next week.
You know
next
we had curry chicken last night.
Next week it's going to be taste.
You had curry chicken last night?
Oh, you know, we could have brought it.
Yes, I did have curry chicken last night. Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
I guess I'm special.
I didn't have a chance to make enough to share, you know, so I do apologize for that.
All right, how can our listeners find you, Chef Wadeini?
Well, my people, you can follow me on Instagram, follow Chef Wadeini, follow me, I'll follow you back.
Awesome.
You can subscribe to my videos on YouTube, all right, and I'll show you how to cook up the best meals from home. For nothing.
Excellent.
Next to nothing.
Thanks for the money saver food tip.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Love you.
A great week, Chef Wadeini.
Bye.
And
you too, ladies. Always a pleasure. Bye.
Excellent. So it's the 50th anniversary this year
of Stonewall. Yeah.
And so it's going to be a pretty big deal.
It's going to be a pretty big deal.
It's going to be a lot of parties all over. It may be challenging. So just prepare as you're going out that you may not get where you need to go or want to go. So just make sure you don't. Like make it in your head that
go
you have
out early
to go somewhere.
To the parade and you know, sit in a spot or something.
And some other things that are happening that are fun. We have another caller on the line with an event that's a lot of fun. So welcome to the show, Shana.
Hi, Shana.
Hi, Joan.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
I'm so excited.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. We are so excellent.
I'm so excited.
We lost you for a second. Are you still there?
No. Yes, you did lose me for a second because I'm trying to figure out when you're talking. So I want to say I love what both of you are doing, what you're creating. I love the show. I follow you Fridays. You know that I always put in my heart a like. and I love what you're doing, and I'm very, very happy to be a part of it.
Aw, thank you. So I know you have an event coming up. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes, sure. So talking about creating, I want to tell you about this event, which is happening on Sunday. It's a Sunday Funday. It's happening in Jersey City. It's called the String Art Workshop. And the string art workshop, you basically take a piece of wood, put a lot of nails on it, and string away your design.
I remember doing that as a kid.
Whatever you want to create.
Cool.
And so we're having this event in Jersey City on Sunday. And I'll tag in the event on the comment section just right
Fantastic.
After.
Fantastic. And your events, you host these networking events that are creative. What made you want to do that?
So, you know, I talking about creating, I had to be, you know, true with my, authentic with my own self-expression. And I needed to figure out how do I express myself, my creativity in the world. And I started making furniture. When I started making furniture,
cool,
I realized
right?
that I have furniture. A creative bent. I'm actually a doctor in physical therapy.
What?
But I have a creative bent. So
I had no idea.
I do something with it.
And of course, you know, we've been meeting a lot, even our interns, they're all very science-based, but they're hungry for creative stuff.
This is
I
what
feel a
I
lot of people
love.
Are like that.
This is what I love in general about talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I love people, first of all. And what I love about people are you never get just one thing with somebody.
There's so many
Everyone
layers.
Everyone is like an onion. Mm-hmm. They're all layers. And there's so many layers, you just have no idea where someone's been, what they've done, mm-hmm. what they're interested in. Like, would anyone know that you wanted to be an astronaut? Would anyone know that this lovely lady over here was into chemistry?
Like, and she does cosplay.
And she does cosplay. Like, who Badass. Would know? You know what I mean? Like, Kelly's sitting behind us, and maybe we'll put the video on her again. Let's see. Ready? There we go.
Kelly!
Kelly sitting behind us had her own radio show, Peanut Butter and Kelly, in college. That. Like,
Peanut
you
Butter
never
Kelly.
Know what like someone's background is going to be or what their interests are and where that's going to lead. And that's actually kind of the beauty of, I think, the world today, for me at least. It's the beauty is you can do and be whatever you want and you can change it. Mm-hmm. As you go along.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You're so right, Joan. It's your self-expression, you know, however people want to express themselves.
Absolutely.
The basis of what we want in life is similar, but how we express it is different.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, thank you.
So how can our listeners find out more about the event? Where can they go online?
So we do a lot of team building events and activities and public and private events. And most of the public events are listed on Facebook at facebook.com/connect. And create.ny. I'm going to tag in the comments below.
Yes.
But I want to invite both of you with a complimentary ticket to come and experience the event if both of you can come.
I will be up at Oswego on Sunday. So maybe can we raffle off my complimentary ticket to one of our lucky listeners?
Because I have stuff going on with the kids.
Yes, that's so much fun. Yes, the tickets are priced at $45, but we're going to give away one ticket.
Perfect.
A raffle ticket today for one of your followers.
Perfect.
And I'm going to tag myself on the bottom so that they can connect with me.
Okay,
and they
great.
Can connect with the Connect and Create on Facebook as well as Instagram. I'm going to tag all of them down.
So we'll select one by random. They have to make a comment in any of our social media platforms, and we will select one by random. We'll have one of the interns. We'll put the names in a hat, and one of the interns will select.
Love it.
Thank you so much for calling, Shannon.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
And create.com. Please follow me.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So we didn't even give
up. Have a good day, both of you.
You too.
Bye, sweetie.
So our other promotional partners.
Yes, we have many.
So
Let's
we still have Pomp
them.
And Whimsy.
We don't have any more alcohol, though. We,
I
don't,
need
we lost
more
our gin
of
bottle.
That gin. You know, I've been on her website. I'm like, how do I purchase this? What store do I go to? I've been like stalking
it. We have to
it.
Start going in and demanding it from the stores. Poor Kelly. Look at poor Kelly sitting back there like, please take this off of me.
Take the camera. Move it again. Take the pressure off her. And then shout out to Michelle Caba, the Posh Squad.
Okay, wait. Big shout out to Michelle Caba. And let's tell everybody why.
Because she just launched her store this past
week. So first of all,
week.
Tell them who, because people may not remember. It's your lipstick that you're wearing. I'm not wearing it today, but you are.
Yes, so I'm
Posh
wearing.
Posh Squad lipstick. She also did our makeup and gave us lipstick for the TEDx Lincoln Square that was hosted by our dear friend Trisha
Brooke
last year. So that was really cool.
So she just opened up the 718 Beauty Bar in Hoboken. And she launched it on Wednesday, which was her birthday. So happy birthday to Michelle. And she's super excited to be a promotional partner.
That is so cool.
And we're grandfathering her in. I think she's our first permanent.
Fabulous. We love it. Grandfathered
love you,
in.
Michelle.
Her and Gary Cohen. He's like grandfathered in too.
Yes, of
Gary
course.
Cohen. We love Osmosis. Gary Cohen. Yay. So next week.
Oh, and for Gary who's listening.
Yes,
there's another
Gary
space,
Cohen. Cohen Brothers Jewelry.
There's another space show coming out, Gary. Brad Pitt starring in it. It's called Add Something. Because he's always like posting stuff like, hey, check this out. Check this out.
He's so cute. So, and next week, we're very excited. We have Dr. Gigi Arnaud, who is a dentist and hypnotist. So she's going to come on our show. And then we're taking a radio break for 2 weeks, and we're going to be Facebook Live.
We have Kind It Notes on the 28th.
We have Kind It Notes on my birthday.
So we'll be talking about that more next week.
Absolutely.
But check it out on our social media.
And you don't want to go away right now, because next up will be Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio on talkradio.nyc. And wow, we're relaxed, and it's the end of the show, and here we
I'm
go.
Hungry.
And I'm hungry, too. We're going to go get some food. So thank you all for joining us today. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.